This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Washington, D.C. and around the United States are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's presidential inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. 21,000 National Guard will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for Mr. Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence visited the military group already on duty in Washington. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. President-elect Joe Biden says he has a plan to help America turn the tide on the coronavirus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden acknowledges it's not cheap. $1.9 trillion aimed at boosting vaccinations, getting schools open, and sending more money to struggling Americans.
A crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight.
About a quarter of the money would go directly to fighting the pandemic, including expanding testing and hiring more public health workers. The rest is aimed at economic relief and aid to states and localities, a Democratic priority which the GOP has resisted. Today, Biden says he'll lay out his plan for boosting the vaccination program, describing it so far as a dismal failure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many European Union nations say they're receiving lower than expected supplies of COVID-19 vaccines and complain in internal meetings of uncertainty over future deliveries, EU officials told Reuters, as distribution proceeds unevenly among EU.